Cadaver dogs and archaeologists began scanning an area of MacDill Air Force Base where a lost cemetery may be located. It's the latest effort to find unmarked graves, which have been discovered recently throughout Florida. WUSF Stephanie Colombini met members of the search team. Just some caution, a few listeners may find this subject difficult to hear.
A group of dogs, including 11-year-old Shiraz, will spend the week searching for the scent of decaying human remains. Historians suspect the base is home to the Port Tampa Cemetery for African Americans, where burials date back to the early 1900s. But dog handler Susan Goodhope says that's not too old for Shiraz.
She found the last digit of a toe bone about 3.5 feet down in an oyster shell midden. That was radiocarbon dated to 670 AD.
Still, Shiraz has her work cut out for her. The heat makes it harder for the dogs to work, and many of the graves could hold the remains of stillborn babies, which archaeologist Paige Dobbin says poses a challenge in the search area's wooded environment.
And especially when you're dealing with pine trees and sand, you're dealing with a lot of dryness and acidity. So the reality is that they may be more decomposed than we can really identify.
Even if dogs don't find anything, that doesn't mean there aren't graves on the base. Experts will scan the area with ground-penetrating radar next week. Stephanie Colombini, WUSF 89.7 News.